I have met women who have written books, women who have started companies, women who have invented new ways of seeing the world. I have met women who can't speak, but who type some of the most incisive commentary I've ever read. And I have met women who produce works of art that render me speechless. I have met women who are taking on the world. And I have met women who looked at their local communities and thought, I'm going to start here.
Julia Bascom heads an organization that's striving to achieve a world where people with autism enjoy the same rights and opportunities as everyone else. She says when women and girls with autism are given the support they need, their accomplishments can be, in her words, breathtaking. Julia Bascom heads an organization that's striving to achieve a world where people with autism enjoy the same rights and opportunities as everyone else. She says when women and girls with autism are given the support they need, their accomplishments can be, in her words, breathtaking. I'm Deanne Penn at United Nations headquarters in New York. Welcome to this fifth episode of the UN Gender Focus podcast. Throughout its history, the United Nations has celebrated diversity and promoted the rights and well-being of persons with disabilities, including learning differences and developmental disabilities. For the past 10 years, the organization has commemorated World Autism Awareness Day, observed on the 2nd of April. This year, the spotlight was on women and girls with autism who face multiple challenges, as the UN Secretary General stated in his message marking the day. Here's Alison Smale, head of UN Global Communications, speaking at the commemorative event.
We know that women and girls with autism are subject to more discrimination than most, and that this discrimination takes many different forms. They are denied equal access to education and employment, to healthcare services, justice, and equal recognition before the law. And they are far too often denied the freedom to make their own choices.
We just heard from Julia Bascom, Executive Director of the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. Though based in the United States, her nonprofit works to empower people with autism globally under the rallying cry, Nothing About Us Without Us. Delivering the keynote address, Ms. Bascom provided an overview of the state of women and girls with autism, starting with discrepancies in how they are diagnosed.
Autistic women and girls are diagnosed much less frequently than autistic boys, and we're often diagnosed later in life, or after we've gone through this sort of like roulette wheel of other labels. One of the most common ways for autistic women to get diagnosed is actually after we bring our own children in for assessment. The diagnostic criteria for autism are normed off of four-year-old white boys and upper-middle-class families in the U.S., so anyone who doesn't fit in that box has an uphill climb.
That mountain of obstacles includes falling victim to sexual abuse and other violations. Women and girls with autism and those with intellectual or developmental disabilities suffer alarming rates of sexual assault, according to Ms. Bascom. Sharon Davenport of the Autism Women's Network pointed out that because the language surrounding autism can be negative, she's heard it described as a tragedy and those with the condition labeled as burdens, this can affect girls' self-esteem, making them even more vulnerable to abuse.
We know that we're more likely to be victims of crimes than to perpetrate. We know these things. We have no control over that. However, we do have control over the language that we use, the messages that we send with that language, how we frame conversations around autistic girls. And we have a unique opportunity in their formative years to empower them to send messages that they are loved, that they are lovable, that they are worthy, that they are okay just the way they are, that they don't need to change.
Meanwhile, there is need for greater justice for those who have been victimized, according to the director of the Center for Disability Studies at the University of Iceland. Professor Rannveig Traustadottir recommended that police officers, lawyers, and judges, for example, should be educated about violence against women with disabilities or autism.
In my research, it has been very eye-opening for me to learn that disabled women, it is more important for them to get access to justice than access to support services after being violated. They want it acknowledged that they have been wronged and that there is consequences for the perpetrator.
It's estimated that one in 160 children is on the autism spectrum. The level of intellectual functioning of people with autism is extremely variable, according to the World Health Organization, WHO. Mahmoud Saikal, Afghanistan's ambassador to the UN, stressed the importance of not only fighting stigma and promoting inclusion, but also highlighting the contributions people with autism have made to society. This, he said, might also help to give hope to parents who may falsely believe an autism diagnosis can have no positive outcome. The ambassador read a statement on behalf of the UN General Assembly president.
Events like this help to give a voice to those who may otherwise be left behind.
Ensuring that no one is left behind is the promise of the Sustainable Development Agenda that world leaders have committed to bring about by 2030. It provides a blueprint for a more just and equitable future for all people and the planet. Ms. Smale, the UN Global Communications Chief, appealed for giving women and girls with autism a direct role in policymaking on matters that concern them.
To achieve the inclusive society to which we aspire, we must ensure that the fundamental rights enshrined in the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, adopted by member states at the UN in 2006, are known and respected and are recognized as applying to everyone, including women and girls with autism.
The UN's Alison Smale, ending this edition of our UN Gender Focus podcast. If you want to hear more of the audio content, which we update daily, please visit our UN News website at news.un.org and click on the Audio Hub link on the top right-hand side of the page. I'm Deanne Penn. Thanks for tuning in.